sent from the field. But we can improve, and we can, you know, get better on both ends of the court. And so, you know, we just got to talk about it, like I said. And it's hard to go over the game last night because I haven't seen it or watched film or heard what the coaches had to say. But, you know, I just know that we can play better.
Hey, Grant, can you talk about getting to this point? How much it means to you after everything that you've been through in your career?
Well, I mean, it means a lot, you know, to still be playing and, you know, be playing against the Lakers here in the conference finals. You know, it's, you know, it's an honor, and it's, you know, it's personally, you know, to have gone through a lot and to be in a situation now where, you know, we're trying to make adjustments for game two. You know, I'll take that any day, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, at the same time, you don't want to just be happy to be here and just satisfied with that. You know, personally, and I think collectively as a team, is the disappointment after last night, and that's a good thing. So, but, you know, we just got to figure out what we can do differently and try to do a better job containing them and hopefully give ourselves a chance to win.
For you personally, I mean, what you had been through, was there ever any point where you were seriously contemplating to say, hey, enough is enough, it's time to move on to something else at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think I just kept foolishly believing I could get back and play. But, you know, I don't think I ever said enough's enough, you know, but, you know, it certainly was a great challenge to get through it and to be in a situation now. And, you know, it's a relief to be thinking about strategy and about what you could do right or what you did wrong, as opposed to thinking about your health, you know. So it's, you know, it's, although coming back from an ankle injury is tough and guarding Kobe's tough, but certainly I like the situation I'm in. And the opportunity, and you know, the fact that we're here in the conference finals.
Was this type of situation what kept you in it? I mean, an opportunity like this, and seeing this type of opportunity out there.
No, just you know, feeling like, I think the main thing as an athlete, and seeing it with my dad. I mean, seeing it with him and his colleagues. Once you retire and once you hang it up, it's over. You know, and there's no going back. And so I just always felt that, you know, before I, you know, give in or, you know, move on, you want to at least exhaust every opportunity and every avenue, and you don't want to look back with any regrets. And so just kept working, kept believing, and, you know, here I am.
Hey, Doug mentioned that little scouting report that Shane sent you. Was that of any use?
Well, first of all, I was so overblown. So Shane sent me a text. It was just a text with, you know, and I told Chris, Doug's son, and I think word got back that it was like this
manifesto.
Yeah, no, it was just a few things, and you know, I might not be as smart as Shane, but I didn't understand it. So I just, you know.
Too much engineering going on in there or something?
No, it was just, you know, I mean, it's, I think they have that sort of, what is it, Billy Bean, or what is it called, the baseball guy with all the numbers. Yeah, and that, you know, I'm not into all that. I mean, so.
It's all percentages and stuff.
Yeah, so I guess the game was a bad game with all this, with them beating us like they were, so they had to talk about things that were irrelevant. But no, I mean, Shane was just, that's Shane being Shane.
Yeah. Yeah. How big a difference is it playing in front of a hometown crowd and playing in front of a hostile crowd, or is that just a myth?
I mean, I think, you know, going into last night, I would have said it was a myth, but, you know, obviously I think the crowd is not really the thing. I mean, as Alvin says, a crowd never, in his 20 years in the NBA, he's never seen a crowd score a point. But I just think the whole routine, the familiarity, you know, sleeping in your own bed, athletes are very routine-based, and I think there's just a comfort zone when you play at home, and you tend to play better and feel better when you're in that situation. You know, to get to the conference finals, obviously you have to be able to win on the road. And I think both teams have done that in the regular season and in the postseason. But, you know, I think when it's all said and done, there's more of a comfort zone when you play at home. And, you know, but the crowd, you know, doesn't make much of a difference.
It's speaking of routines, I heard somebody say that you you do a full workout before you play. Is that true?
In the morning. In the morning before the game, I'll do that, yeah. I'll lift, work out, yeah. So just to get my body warm. And, you know, I've been doing it for a while. So got to get the...
Routine, superstition, or ritual?
Probably a little bit of all three.
Hey, Grant, is it easier to make adjustments when you lose a game like you did last night compared to maybe losing a buzzer beater and commit to those adjustments going into the next game?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have a game and let's say we fought back in the game and next thing you know it was a 4 or 5 point game, we lost the game, you know, you feel like, well, you know, we're okay. You know, I think this human nature. But when you lose big, I think you realize, okay, collectively as a unit, you know, we got to do a better job. And whatever the coaching staff is whatever they're talking about, whatever they're, you know, when you lose big, you tend to listen a little bit more. When it's a close loss, you know, sometimes that can be fool's gold because you think you're closer than what you are. And I think of, you know, game one with Boston and Orlando. You know, Boston was up 20 most of the game. Orlando made a run. Boston ends up winning down the stretch. You know, I can't speak for the Orlando guys, but they probably are feeling, you know, we could have won that game, you know, and they probably could have. But, you know, Boston outplayed them for the majority of the game. So, anyway, I'll say all that to say that when you lose big, I think everybody looks in the mirror, everybody reflects, everybody feels as though they got to play better. And whatever the coaching staff, whatever they say, whatever adjustments they want to make, it's easier to buy in.
When you look in the mirror, what adjustments do you think, you know, need to be made on your own part going into the game?
I think I just got to, you know, continue to go out there and compete. I think, you know, I got to get a better feel how things are going to be called. And I can't pick up 3 fouls in the third quarter. Regardless of, you know, they were touch fouls or whatever, but I just gotta be smart. I gotta be on the court. Maybe make Kobe work a little bit harder to get the ball. You know, I think I'll know better after we meet and talk and watch film. You can certainly, you know, get a better feel for things, but I think I can, you know, be more aggressive on the offensive end. And I always think, you know, when you lose like that, one of the main things is you can just play harder. You know, I think we played hard in that San Antonio series. And I don't know if we played hard or not. I'm not saying we didn't, but we just scrambled. We just played hard, you know. And maybe we played hard last night. I don't know, but we didn't play good. You know, we didn't play well. But I think there's always something when you lose that you can point to. Whether it's true or not, that, hey, I can go out and play harder.
Did it feel like you weren't playing? I mean, did you have that feel, Grant, that it?
I was working my butt off, you know. I mean, I'll tell
as
you that.
As a team, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, that's something that I always, you know, since high school, when you've lost, you always sort of say, okay, what's the first thing I can do? I can play harder, you know. Sometimes you got to play smarter, too. But we just didn't play well. You know, I think that's the main thing. And, you know, like I've said, some of it was our own doing. Some of it was the great play of the Lakers.
How hard is it to shake something like that off? I mean, you played so many games. You've seen this before.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you lose, it's always disappointing and it's always, you know, tough to swallow. But, you know, you get up in the morning and the sun still comes up and, you know, you kind of learn to move on, but also learn from that particular game. And, you know, I think... we have to sort of regroup, we have to refocus, we have to figure some things out, and we have to delete this game and just move on to the next game. So, you know, not quite like college where, you know, 30 games, every loss is, you know, you have 82, 90 games, whatever we've played thus far, and we've lost some games, you know, and that happens. But, you know, this team has been mentally tough. This team has responded. I don't think we've lost two in a row in a long time, and hopefully we can keep that streak going.
Grant, last year there's a couple games you called the Super Bowl or the World Cup. Do you want to put any label on games?
You know what? last year was such a crazy year. I don't know if I want to reference anything to last year. Yeah, this is an important game. You know, just because of how we lost, and I think we need to come out and just for our own selves compete better. And you know, it's I mean, obviously, just the pressure's still on them. You know, they got to hold home court, but we just got to show ourselves that we can play better. And if we do that, then you give yourself a chance to win. So, not quite the World Cup or the Super Bowl or anything like that, but I guess at this point, all the games mean something. And you know, we got to be disappointed with how we play, but we can't lose confidence in who we are and what we do. And I don't think we will. I think we'll respond better.
I got a call from the